It's a little after sunup and the fleet of electrical linemen are on the roads of Doherty County. But at the health department, April Smith is on a different mission. She has a tree on the roof, no power, and a hungry baby.
Please, dear Lord, I can't take any more. She's got one can of formula, and I don't have food stamps to go buy it.
The health department, where she was hoping to find the formula, it was supposed to be open over an hour ago. It isn't. So no food for the baby. She's not sure what her next move is.
What can I do? I have no food stamps, and I have one can of formula. What do I do?
All she can do is get on the phone to call around for help.
Okay, I'm going to be on the phone, Jaden, please.
Many are without access to food in Doherty County. Jenna Chang is in charge of the county's emergency management department.
We estimate that it could be as high as 30,000 people throughout the community, which may include some of those very small outlying areas that are technically in another county but get their services in this community.
That mosaic of food insecurity made worse by the storm includes kids who only get fed at school, the elderly in nursing homes, and families on SNAP benefits. Chang says it will take all hands on deck to address that. She says churches, private businesses, and others are picking up where government is leaving off. There is a long line outside the local Department of Family and Children's Services office in town. It's made up of people like Johnny Gordon, who are trying to get emergency SNAP benefits. Gordon says he has no power, and there's no more canned food to be found for him, his wife, and their two kids. So he's got to cook, which is tricky with no electricity.
You have to buy something to put on the grill because you can't cook, and it costs more.
Tempest Hamilton says food stamps only allow you so much meat or so much fresh food every month. The trick in good times is making that stretch.
Now you have to eat it before it goes spoiled because we have nowhere to store it.
Y'all kind of feeling around. We're taking John for a minute. We're taking John.
There are places scattered around the area where people with access to a car can line up and get food. Corporal April Goliath of the National Guard is directing traffic in the parking lot of a long closed grocery store where cars are lined up into the road.
We have water, ice, MREs and tarps.
They handed out about 2,000 meals on Sunday. Tasha Wilson is in her car with her kids waiting to get into that parking lot. She's feeling desperate.
Well, I have been out of power for 6 days, have a child with diabetes, medical problems, and you know, it's just a disaster.
She's been without food that long too.
Yeah, it's basically been hard, you know. We never expect things come through our city like this.
City officials say it could be another 5 days before the power is back on and people in Albany can begin to restock their refrigerators. That's if they're able to afford the food. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Albany.